Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearm Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
It's 2021. We're in a new decade.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
On the Lead Slingers microphone, here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Oh, welcome back inside. Now, see, I'm going to probably make a mistake from time to time. Do you notice that new intro if you're paying attention? This is the Carr Firearms Studios. This is the Lead Slingers microphone. You'll be hearing from Crossbreed tomorrow. But a big change going on there, and we want to thank Carr Arms. We want to thank Lead Slingers. All of this being brought to you by X Insurance. More about that in just a little bit, I promise you. But let's get the Happy New Year's out of the way, shall we? Happy New Year, right? There we go. I missed you guys the last 2 days of the week, Thursday and Friday, but had some business to take care of that's gonna matter to you. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But Happy New Year. It's great to be with you today live across the country. It is 7 minutes after the hour, no matter what time you're listening and whatever time zone you're in. And 2021 is here, isn't it? You ready for the ride? Whether you are or not, it's here. Here we go. So here, you know, here we're 13 years into this already. This April 26th is our 12th anniversary. That means April 27th begins our 13th year. Unbelievable. I couldn't be more excited to get going. It doesn't seem like that when you think it's 2009 and 2021. Incredible, right? Just incredible. So we got the new intro going on. We've had a couple of those over the years, but hey, it's all good. It's reminiscent now of where we are going forward, a new year. And again, X Insurance taking us in to the new year. I was with Rick Lindsay, the CEO of X in Naples, Florida, for the last couple of days, spent some time with him. And I'm going to guess it later in this week, and it could be as early as Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. I'm going to be able to give you some dates of at least one, probably two or three, but at least one upcoming remote AAR broadcasts that you'll be able to attend should you choose to do so, if you choose to do that. More about that day in the days ahead. So let's get cracking here. I've got a lot to tell you today. The show's going to be a good one. But I was spending some time, you know, I do my research triage, and I was down in Florida, and I was spending some time, I was making some notes of how I wanted to open the 2021 broadcast here today. And I found myself in a familiar place, albeit by accident, kind of. But I was going over some current events, some highlights of 2020, and I got kind of bored. You know, I said, we've talked about most of that. And the redundancy just, it wasn't working for me. So I decided to do what I do every single year before my talk at the annual Gun Rights Policy Conference. I put it in God's hands. I pray he brings me what I'm looking for. And I let it run sometimes right smack up to showtime. And you know what? For the fifth straight year in a row, it worked. Let me give you some background. I told you I flew down with X Insurance on Wednesday for two reasons. Number one was to check out a range out in Immokalee, Florida on Saturday, which I did. Mission accomplished. And then the second was to bring a car back home from my parents' house in Naples. And I guess you'll call it an epiphany, whatever you want to call it, happened while I was driving back. I mean, I was literally pushing this to the limit. And here I am driving back. And I don't listen to music in the car when I drive a great distance, 11 hours from Naples. I stopped at a friend's house in Tampa for the night. But I don't listen to music. I think it's downtime for me. And here I am driving, and I'm thinking about where we're heading. I'm thinking about lockdown liberals. I'm thinking about sheep. I'm thinking about face diapers. I'm thinking about all these control freaks trying to bring this country to its knees as I'm driving. The Fauci frauds, the Cuomo kooks, the Newsoms, the Murphys. By the way, all of them are gun grabbers. Do you think that's a coincidence? It's really not a coincidence. Remember, when coincidences begin to line up, they're not coincidences. And what happened, you know, what happens in the next 2 days, I'm thinking, if Georgia voters allow Stacey Abrams and her band of thieves to steal this senatorial election in conjunction with the Zuckerberg, these mind controllers and their $500 million investment in the fraud, what happens to American, particularly through the lens of this program, what happens to my gun rights and to your gun rights? I'm thinking about all this as I'm driving up the highway. And it's dawning on me that in order for that agenda to win, we have to concede. As our good friend David Kodria, many years on this program, blogger, citizen journalist, you know him as an activist, he once said on these airwaves, we can't lose our gun rights in America. We can only give them up. Such profound words from David Kodria, and so true. Now, I don't think it's going to happen anytime that we're going to give them up. In fact, I know it's not. And I saw that while I was driving. It was shown to me just how resilient freedom lovers are. As I was driving, I'm thinking about this. And here's where it hit me. There were tons, and it was tons and tons of traffic. Tons of traffic heading out of Florida up on I-75. And it was a stressful drive, believe me. That's how much traffic there was. But I'll tell you what, it never let up, by the way, until I pulled in my driveway. But it dawned on me as one car after another passed by with license plates from dozens of states, many of whom are being controlled by lockdown liberal thugs. Ooh, and there goes the family of Michiganders defying that tyrant in training, Gretchen Halfwitmer. One after another, pure Michigan plates rolling by on their way back from their time in Florida, a state whose those tyrants are demonizing in their state-controlled mainstream legacy media simply because Florida is open for business. They're being demonized for their very freedoms. Florida is, these governors are holding people down. Meanwhile, their people are yearning to be free. Here comes a New York tag, a Pennsylvania tag, a New Jersey tag, one right after the other. Massachusetts, Maine, Iowa, Kansas, saw lots of Kansas plates. Minnesota plates, Michigan, Wisconsin, Texas, Ohio, and on and on and on. I lost count of how many Michiganders and New Jersey subjects, New Yorkers, all of them defying their tyrant masters and going on with their lives, whether it's going to see grandma or taking a vacation on a beach in a hotel that's open with restaurants and bars that can actually do business after 9 p.m. It's this attitude that brings me faith in freedom, and that their media-driven phony face of lies and darkness and socialism and control will eventually be defeated sooner rather than later. One after another, flying by me from all over this country, driven by people and families that have had enough and are going on with their lives in defiance of their wannabe masters. Think about that. It's this attitude that wins. Not the attitudes of the sheep who've locked themselves into oblivion. They're the real and ultimate losers here. The winners are those who have decided, no, I'm not going to listen to some stupid politician who has zero authority over my life. None, no moral authority, none whatsoever. I'm responsible for my own future and don't need nor will I be told how or what I can do or say or where on my face or where I go. I'll make those decisions responsibly for me and my family. And as my ride home showed me, unequivocally, by the way, the human spirit of freedom lives on here in America, and no level of media manipulation and misinformation is going to hold that down. I don't believe it will. You've heard me say this for many years on the program. Freedom will always prevail. I believe that in my heart and soul. But you're not going to see that if you're locked into your cyber world, your fake cyber world, you're facing some stupid device every day, listening to idiots like Jim Acosta, that moron over at NBC News, Chuck Todd, or that bonehead Trump hater over at Fox News himself, Chris Wallace. Or if you're stuck inside Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, here's my advice to you. If you're one of those people, stay there. Because as my ride home this weekend reminded me, while you're over there being miserable and making others miserable with your hate-fueled tweets and posts and comments, intimidating others, trying anyway, castigating those who disagree with you on some cyber form, some two-bit chat room warrior playing by the rules those big tech commies have you duped into believing is the way of the future. While you're looking a fool over there, there is real life going on. I saw it with my own eyes. And those who choose to defy their tyrant masters in the end are going to prevail over you. It's inevitable. It's how this country was formed and founded. And gun owners are the largest constituency of those who refuse to be ruled over. They're the ones driving up and down those highways of this nation in defiance of their tyrant masters. Look, no doubt that we're going to have to fight our way out of this. How? Well, that remains to be seen. But I was uplifted when I saw all of those freedom lovers riding up and down those highways. And trust me, the vast majority of them are us, me, you, not them. Them, the ones that are sitting at home being sheep, scared to go outside the confines of their home. Those on the road represent us, the ones who will be there when it comes time to take down tyranny, however we have to do it. And take it down, we will. That freedom and all of those people on the roads were proof of that. And you know what? We have to. We absolutely have to. If we lose the battle for America that is being waged right now, there will be nowhere safe. This is it. This is the safe haven, America, and America is depending on us, you and I, freedom lovers, patriots, and gun owners, to stay America. Get ready for 2021. Promises to be a wild ride. So here's your homework for 21, okay? The question, what are you going to be? Are you going to be the commie dupe? Or are you going to be the cat running up the road with a few hundred horsepower and millions of other freedom-loving Americans as the wind behind your back? There's your homework. We come back with Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Begin 2021 right after this.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's North AmericanArms.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
We'll be right back. Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back inside the Carr Firearm Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone. All of this being presented to you by X Insurance. Let me just get this straight for you. Yes, I'm going to make a mistake on that after almost 11 years. So I just want to let you know that. And I'm seeing some comments. If you want to watch the live stream of the show, you can do that right now at facebook.com/Armed American Radio until we can find a platform off of there. But it's fun to go over there and use their platform now. That's fine. We're over there. There's a lot of you in there now. Also over on YouTube, Mark Walters, you can watch the live stream there. You can visit armedamericanradio.org or .com. Take your pick and find a station near you to listen live, or you can just listen right there from the website. Let's go over, and all this, by the way, being presented to you, X Insurance, making all of this possible. Fun stuff to tell you about them. I was at a very cool range. I'll tell you about that later in the show, down in Florida. Alan Gottlieb, founder, Second Amendment Foundation, 2021. Alan, you and I have been doing this together quite a while on the show, and you've got 40 years prior to that. Welcome in. How are you today? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and your listeners and viewers. I'm doing very well, and I hope all of you are, guys are too. We have a hell of a year ahead of us, and I'm looking forward to it, to be honest about it.
Hey, that's interesting. Tell me why you're looking forward to it. I know, you know, I tried to be somewhat optimistic in my opening, Alan. I was thrilled to see everybody out and about coming from Florida, doing what they were doing and living their lives responsibly. You know my parents very well. My mother, 80, my father, 81. They're responsible enough. They knew what they needed to do when they were out and about. And I loved it. I loved seeing freedom, and particularly all those cars coming up and down the highway. And I couldn't help but notice the New Jersey plates, the New York plates, the Pennsylvania plates, you know, the Michigan plates from people that are being locked down. I thought it was wonderful. I'm trying to open with optimism. Your thoughts?
Well, I know where you're trying to go with that, and I pretty much agree with it, but it left me feeling a little uncomfortable in places because it almost sounded like you were totally opposed to virtually anything to be done by any state to try and, you know, upend the virus, so to speak. I mean, it sounded almost like you were against wearing masks.
What I'm against, Alan, is I want people to be able to exercise their freedom responsibly themselves and not have to be told to do things by a government official,
right,
or a business to be fined $100,000 a day. So,
yeah, I know, but I think you just needed to be a little bit more specific like that. Like, it might have been nice even to go into a little more specifics, Mark, like, to be honest about it. No one's been able to show us anywhere a difference between the states that have been basically locked down and states that haven't been locked down for the spread of the virus. Or, like, we haven't been seeing one case that anybody's talked about where somebody picked up the virus at a gun store or a gun range.
Great point.
You left yourself a little open for opponents of your point of view to go after you a little bit and mischaracterize it and take out pieces and snippets of what you said without having any disclaimers there. But otherwise,
yeah,
I pretty much agree with you, obviously.
They're pretty good at that, Alan. We all know that. Bring it on. Come on, guys. Let's do it. Alan, you said you were looking forward to it. Why? I want to know specifically because I want my listeners to know, what is it that literally the most powerful man in the gun rights community, what are you looking forward to in 2020? A lot of people are really stressed out about it.
Well, this past week, a lot of people were vacationing. I guess I was working hard to set up tables to win in things in 2021. And so I'm kind of excited about a couple of things. Like, you know, we filed a case against New York City carry law to try and get it to the Supreme Court. We got this week, we're going to be adding four new key plaintiffs to that suit. And so that, to me, helps strengthen the chance to knock out, you know, the crazy anti-carry laws for firearms. Likewise, I'm looking at things like probably a big one for me is Brad Parscale, who managed the Trump campaign and did all the digital stuff that basically built the whole movement, is now coming to work for the Second Amendment Foundation. We signed an agreement and contract this week to basically use social media to double, triple, quadruple the size of the gun rights movement in the United States. And I'm extremely excited about that because in a year when the other side is going to throw everything they have at us, we now are going to build a bit bigger digital platforms and campaigns across, you know, every social media outlet that's out there and advertising on the internet. I'm really, really excited. We also just put together our new TV spot, That's going to start airing January 11th to go after the Biden-Harris attack on our rights. It'll be on national television on multiple cable networks starting January 11th. So I'm really excited about that. I like being on offense, not on defense. We also picked up this week Daniel Defense, a major firearms industry player, became a gold sponsor for the Second Amendment Foundation, the gold corporate sponsor to help fund our projects and our programs. And really thankful to Daniel Defense. Also, I can't talk about it. I can only tease it for you because, you know, I don't talk about cases until they're filed.
Right.
We have a really new, exciting case that I'm really, really, really excited about. Your listeners are going to go crazy once we can announce it. I'm probably about 10 days out from now. We've got the plaintiffs lined up, and this is a phenomenal suit and breaking some new ground for us. And I'm really, really excited about this one to go with all the other cases that we've got going on in the courts right now anyway. I've got to get that going on. There's just so much that we're pushing forward. That I'm really kind of excited about starting off a year knowing we could be on offense in a couple places.
You know, that's great to know. And when I hear the excitement in your voice, listeners, when I hear Alan get excited about a particular case, and Alan, let's just tell the listeners right now, I don't know anything about that case. Nothing. I know what you've just told us, right? Yeah, that's true. I know nothing.
You don't. This is going to be a big one. I mean, it's really, really going to be gigantic. I'm really excited about it. I also, we wouldn't be able to do those things. I wouldn't be able to hire Brad Parscale to help expand the footprint of the gun rights movement in new media if it weren't for the fact we had money to do it. And so I really want to, all these lawsuits, especially this new one we're filing, or funding the 27 ones we filed last year that are going to cost me a lot of money that I already know about in 2021.
Right.
I really want to thank a lot of your listeners and viewers who have donated this past year and enabled the Second Amendment Foundation to operate in the black so we can start the year off with no debt and have money to start to go after our opponents. And that's what allows me to be on offense. We just really want to thank all the Armed America Radio Nation out there that's helped us out this whole past year.
Yeah, that's huge, too. And I want to go back to, because what I'm going to do with Alan is get a little bit more specific, listeners, on some of these topics, in particular some of the cases. Alan, I've had a lot of emails about specificity relative to a case in New Jersey, the New York City case in Maryland. What's it going to mean for me if I live in Iowa, and if we're, how is this playing offense when it looks like, regardless of what happens Tuesday or Wednesday in Washington, D.C., that Biden is going to be inaugurated, and we know they're going to come after us. And, our good friend Cam Edwards wrote a great piece just a couple days ago about what we can expect. And listeners, I'm going to cover some of that with Alan in some greater detail, not just gloss over the top. But I do want to say this about when I get a phone call from Alan or an email, and I can sense that excitement that you just heard from Mr. Gottlieb about this case being a big one. History has taught me that it is exactly what he describes. It's a good one, and it's a big one. And as Alan mentioned, in about 10 days, we're about 10 days out on that. So hang tight. When we come back, we'll kind of go through some of these rabbit holes with Alan Gottlieb and maybe see if we can get a peek into the future. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. If you want to help us, these cases are not free. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
I love Andy Hoosier. Andy Hoosier is super, and you're going to hear more of Andy from time to time, particularly on the daytime show when I happen to be traveling, that type of deal. And let me tell you this before we go back to Mr. Gottlieb. One of the things I was doing down in Florida was I went out to a range down there that is out in Immokalee. Now, if you know anything about South Florida, Immokalee's out in pretty much the middle of nowhere. And it was a 1,200-acre range out there. I went out there with my father to check this out, met with the owners. And there's an event going to be coming on. I can't give you the date yet. I'll know this week. But if it all works out and everybody's going to be able to make it there, you will be invited. And I will clue you in on all of that. It was a pre-planned deal that I didn't have anything to do with putting together. But we may help promote since it's already going on. And then another one in the second quarter out west. Lots of really cool stuff going on. All of it in this Car Firearms studio. And I love that. I was actually practicing that on the ride home on the Lead Slingers microphone, all of it, including what I'm talking about now being presented to you by X Insurance. So lots happening in the near future. Let's go back to Mr. Alan Gottlieb, the great founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and dear friend. Friend of mine means friend of yours. Alan, the first thing, I took notes here. Viewers, you can see I was taking some notes up there while Alan was talking. Number one, because you were rolling so fast, and I love it. Number one, Alan, was everything they have. They're going to throw everything they have at us. And if I can, Alan, let me reference the latest board member of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, our great friend, Mr. Cam Edwards over at Bearing Arms and Cam and Company,
On January 1st, CAM posted the biggest threats to 2A rights in 2021. And he talks, Alan, about Biden's plan to buy back so-called assault weapons, might be having a tough time, doesn't know that he could get enough support. But legislation to mandate background checks could see Republican support enough to get it out. Maybe Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania and others. You know, on the legal front, the Supreme Court is expected to take up one or more Second Amendment cases in the coming term. But anti-gun outfits like Every Town for Gun Safety and Giffords are ramping up their own legal challenges and preparing to help defend restrictive gun laws in states like New York, New Jersey, California, and Hawaii, all where you're involved. What, and you meaning us, really. So talk to us about that. They're going to come at us hard, but you're out there ahead of the ship, right?
I hope so. Mentioning the fact that Every Town is, you know, engaging in fighting us some of our court battles, they are. So is Brady, and so is Giffords' group. As well, moving to intervene or file amicus briefs against us. So, you know, we don't have to only have to fight the government. We also have to fight all these groups and Bloomberg's money and these other groups as well, you know, fighting us to try and keep us out of the courtrooms. You know, I mentioned the new case I'm so excited about that we're filing. While it isn't a direct challenge to anything that Biden and Harris have done to us yet, the suit will have a chilling effect on some of the stuff they might try to do to us. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited about it.
Okay, I'm going to leave it at that. Listeners, you're smart enough to figure that out on your own. What I heard was, again, preemptive. And that's what I'm liking about some of these cases. Now, Alan, I've gotten a number of emails from people in Maryland or in New Jersey, for example, and New York, New York City. New York, you're listening right now. WRCN up there, Long Island's News Talk. We love you guys. And you guys are really got your backs against the wall. Lockdowns, tyrants, your governor, I mean, threatening businesses. I mean, you guys are hurting up there. Freedom is at stake. And we're trying to do something here about your gun rights in advance. Alan, what does it mean to New Yorkers, gun owners in New York? Can you tell us specifically about the carry case in New York? What does it mean?
Well, what we're trying and attempting to do, and this is important not only if you live in New York, but whatever state you might be in that has restrictive carry laws or, you know, generally that's your good cause or may issue rather than shall issue. We're trying, it's one of many cases on the carry front right now. We've got three of these filed, one in New York, one in New Jersey, one in Maryland. Mm-hmm. There have been past court cases that, you know, challenged carry in New York and didn't get past the appeals court level, and the Supreme Court chose not to hear them. We're reloading, so to speak, the court agenda so that one of these cases now has a chance to get to a Supreme Court that's much more favorable to gun rights with Amy Coney Barrett on the court. And so if we were to win, say, and knock out New York City's restrictive, you know, carry law, it would affect every gun owner in every other jurisdiction that, quote unquote, has a, you know, a bad may issue or good, yes, show good cause, which they say you don't have good cause to be able to get a permit to carry to protect yourself. If we get a Supreme Court ruling, it would then apply to the whole nation and knock out not just New York's law, but significant other ones as well. So we're giving them a choice right now that they can take one from New York, they can take one from New Jersey, they can take one from Maryland, there can be a few others as well, and they can pick and choose which one they want. Because it won't matter if they take one of them, we're going to win all of them. And so we're loading up real heavily. And that's why when you get, it's very good comments you're getting from listeners, like, you know, I live in Iowa, what does this mean for me or right. something? You know, or I live in California, what does New York's law mean for me? It means something for everybody if we get the Supreme Court to rule our way.
And that would be a real coup for us when you look at 08, Heller, 2010, of course, McDonald v. Chicago. These are the two landmark cases, and we haven't had an opportunity to push anything to the forefront. Let me rephrase that. We pushed a lot to the forefront last year in 2020. We just didn't get heard.
Right. Let me just to remind your listeners, McDonald versus Chicago was our suit, the Second Amendment Foundation suit that won at the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And the Heller case, Alan Gura, while it wasn't our case directly, Alan Gura, our attorney, is who argued it before the Supreme Court. So our fingerprints have been all over this, and we'd like to get a few more cases to the Supreme Court to add a few more legs to the stool protecting Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, and what's important, listener, just I'll go ahead and put an exclamation point on this with the keep the questions coming, okay? Mark@armedamericanradio.org. I read them all. It's just so many are coming in. I can't get back to you, but if I can ask them on the air like this, I will certainly do that. And I did get a number of those over the last few weeks when we were talking about these cases. New Jersey case, let them.
Let them take whatever one they want. Maryland. Okay. Now, Maryland's a little different because Maryland's an assault weapon ban case, right, Alan? Let's get specific with that one.
We have an assault ban case we filed in Maryland. That's correct. But we also have a carry case in Maryland we filed as well. So we actually have two cases in Maryland that we filed. We're getting prepared to file a second case in New Jersey as well and a second case in New York State outside of New York City as well. We'll be very, very busy. And those aren't the ones I'm talking about. The ones I'm really excited about that's going to come off in about 10 days. I just wish the attorneys could have the briefing done so I could have it filed now. But our intent is to have it filed before Biden's inauguration to put our marker down.
All right, that's a beautiful thing. Believe me, I'm going to stay in touch with Alan on that one because, like you, I want to know as well. Okay, so you will get that information on Armed American Radio from Alan Gottlieb directly when it breaks. I can promise you, whether it be a daytime show or we wait to a weekend show. Alan, I've got a quick question just popped in my head about the Young case in Hawaii. Young is a patriot, been fighting out there in Hawaii for years. One of these New Jersey, New York cases, Maryland cases could put an end to the assault against his rights in Hawaii. And those of you in Hawaii, I know there are a number of you listening in on the islands right now. This could put an end to that in advance, couldn't it?
It could. I mean, it could liberate gun owners in California, Hawaii, New Jersey, Maryland, New York, Massachusetts, many places. We're pushing really hard on that. No two ways about it. And I'm also just really excited, Mark, getting Brad Parscale to come to work for the Second Amendment Foundation,
right,
to increase our new media footprint on the internet and help organize. A lot of people don't realize when Trump campaign started, did not have a lot of money, and building the army across America that got built, turned out at the rallies, the databases that he put together, he's now going to be putting those together for the gun rights movement. And I'm hoping to come out of the box in 2021 to be so strong, in new media and on the internet that we can just dwarf the other side. And I'm hoping to have the money to be able to do it all. Right now, I'm very excited about that because it's a growth potential. It's a potential area of organizing, gun owners and activists, our Second Amendment First Responders Program all across the country, bringing more people to life and getting them educated and tuned and into activism. I am really, really excited about this.
I am, too. And when I hear you get excited, I get really excited. I just looked back at your picture back here in the studio on the wall behind me, and I gave thumbs up while you were talking because it excites me to hear that. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about social media. There's a love-hate relationship there that I want to bring up. You may be watching us on social media that we all despise, right? Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the New Year's Day edition, 2 days later, continues.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com. It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. That's a fact, by the way. I'm drinking Defender Coffee right now, iced coffee. Yeah, it's going to be a long Sunday evening, no question about it, because I'm drinking coffee here. It's about 48 after the hour, 8 p.m. on the East Coast, 5:48. Out on the West Coast, and I'll probably have another one here in just a little bit, just because it's so good. But DefenderCoffee.com. You know, Alan's talking about ending the year in the black and how important that is. And that's why I want to ask you to support all of our sponsors, because they're on the ground with us. They're doing everything. We're going to be working with our sponsors to bring some of these events for you around the country. This is the Carr Firearms Studio. Now, this is the Lead Slinger's microphone. All of this is presented to you by X Insurance. These are superior companies that are standing up in support of the Second Amendment Foundation. Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, this voice out there, all of us. DefenderCoffee.com, GunBroker.com. Patricia Huff is going to be here in the next hour to talk about the top-selling pistols and revolvers, new and used in 2020. Some of it will surprise you. Most of it won't. At least there you can find them at gunbroker.com if you can't find them on your store shelf. But that's why it's important that all of our sponsors, MyPillow.com, the rest of them, they all work together with us. Now, we'll be telling you a little bit more about FrontSight in the next hour, what's going on with Dr. Piazza and his support of Armed American Radio. It's just a lot happening. So stick around with us throughout the broadcast. Lots to tell you about. One more segment with Alan Gottlieb. Alan, I've got a lot of different places I want to go with you. We talked about the cases. You mentioned, you know, what it means for everybody. I want to let you put an exclamation point on that if we add whatever you want to it before I move on to a subject that I didn't have notes on, but people want to hear your thoughts on. But go ahead. I'll give you the last word on the last segment.
I guess the over 40 cases we currently have going on in federal court right now is going to give some fits to the other side, because they have to spend, you know, a lot of these anti-gun states and attorney generals, they now have to spend their time and money, answering our suits rather than going after gun owners. So, again, I just love being on offense and winning right. back firearms freedom one lawsuit at a time. But it also it ties our opponents up, and that's good news, too.
Well, and it ties them up financially. It ties them up time-wise, et cetera. And no matter how much money Bloomberg has, we've seen that Bloomberg cannot buy a presidential election for himself. He has not been able to do that. And I'm confident in this case that freedom, again, will prevail. But it's going to be an uphill battle. There's absolutely no question about it. Gun owners, you're going to be paramount, tantamount to this fight. You're in it neck deep. You're the Patriots. You're the ones driving up and down the highways that I was referencing metaphorically in my opening remarks. All right, Alan, I'm getting some comments here about the upcoming rally on Wednesday. There seems to be a lot of talk about that. You were just in the White House. You know Donald Trump. You've spoken with him in the past. And people are concerned on all things. We have comments coming in about, I'm not optimistic about it. Some people are optimistic about it. I asked specifically during the break, excuse me, to one commenter, explain a little bit. Of course, it was not optimistic about it making any headway for Trump staying in office and concerned about violence. What do you think about what's coming up? Because this looks like it's going to be pretty darn big. It could be historic. What do you think?
Well, it's definitely a statement. It's a statement rally. I don't think it's going to have any positive impact on change, on making anything happen. It's not going to keep Donald Trump in the White House. It's a lot of people, a lot of effort going into it. I can't say people shouldn't go and do it, but I'm choosing to put my efforts into other things that I think have more of a payout. It's a matter of cost, reward, benefit. Right. And, on the other hand, I think it's great that people are showing up to thank Donald Trump for what he's done for gun owners in our country and gun rights, and particularly the court appointments that make all of our lawsuits possible, rather than having this courthouse door slammed on our face like would have happened if Hillary Clinton was elected and like what Joe Biden's going to be trying to do to us. So, I'm not opposing the rally by any stretch of the imagination. I am concerned about the violence because the other side, I'm very concerned, we'll do some violence. When I was in D.C., the boarded up windows had been busted out, yeah, and the spray paint and the damage and from the vandalism that's taking place. And one of my times at the White House leaving, being virtually attacked by some of these, rabid Antifa people out in the street wasn't exactly pleasant in a city where I'm not allowed to carry my firearm for self-protection. Let me point that out. So I'm a little worried about that. I'm also worried about the media then blaming Trump and our people for what happened there just because they decided to show up and protest. It's okay when the other side protests, but when our side protests, it shouldn't be allowed. I'm not happy about that either.
No, they will blame our side for any violence that occurs, regardless of what sparks it. There's no question about it. The leftist media, they're going to be wagging the dog. There's no doubt about it. They're going to be carrying their water for them. It's sad that we're there. But I again, your comments remind me of this, and I want to make this statement. When I hear people talk about how, Trump wasn't that great for guns, what about bump stocks, this, that, and the other thing, when I look at, we could have had 4 years of Hillary Clinton that could have turned to 8 years of Hillary Clinton, and we now have Biden-Harris. I mean, those comments to me, I just don't understand where people's mindset are, where we have Donald Trump. Look, I guess thanking him for stopping what the lunacy that would have happened had Hillary Clinton been elected. I mean, and what we did with the courts and so forth. I just simply cannot understand that mindset, that just doesn't understand the whole Donald Trump thing. I just don't get it. But that's neither here nor there.
I like to paraphrase it, Mark, that if Hillary Clinton were president, you wouldn't have the guns to put the bump stocks on.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm trying to say in a nice, polite way. It just is crazy to me when you look at what you could have had versus what's coming. And the fat lady hasn't sung yet. I'll tell you that, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. No conspiracy here. Nothing's been laid out yet. But look what we got coming if the fat lady sings. I mean, would you? So I guess the question is this. Wouldn't you rather have 4 years of Trump compared to what you have coming? If that's the way it happens, and to say otherwise, you're nuts. You're absolutely insane. Alan, we've got a couple minutes.
Yeah, I'm spending my time. I'm spending my time not, trying to dry my eyes and crying for what the elections did to us. And of course, we have what's coming up, very quickly in Georgia, which is going to really be the exclamation point one way or the other for what happens to our gun rights. But I'm already in motion, ready to stop the Biden-Harris agenda. I'm assuming that's what's going to be there, and I'm not going to wait to find out and see. I'm moving ahead now as forcefully as we can to protect gun rights, assuming that they're going to be under the biggest threat we've ever seen.
Yeah, and to people who would criticize Alan for doing that, you see criticizing that Alan's given up. I don't like the he's not giving up. What he's doing is he's being proactive about what could happen in the future, and he's got your rights at stake here and in mind, okay? That's how things get done. That's the genius and the brilliance
of Alan Gottlieb.
Yeah. Mark, I'm looking at it that we're building a firewall, and rather than right. waiting for the dam to have been broken before we try to build it back up, I'm building it, trying to build it ahead of time.
Perfect. Alan, I just was told by Greg in D.C. that, or in D.C., see where my mind's at? My mind's in Washington, guys, at the network in Dallas. Both start with a D, that we are at the end of this hour. Mr. Gottlieb, thank you so much for everything that you do. Listeners, it is SAF, Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Please help us. $5, an annual membership, $15, a lifetime membership. I've got my plaque on the wall of the studio, $150. I donate $50 a month anyway, and I'm a life member. Whatever you can afford to give, I know times are tough for a lot of folks out there. If you can afford to give us couch change, we will take it. Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation founder. We love you, sir. Thank you for everything that you do as a patriot, a true living, breathing patriot. This man is the most powerful in the world when it comes to fighting for your gun rights. And we are fortunate enough to have him on this program almost every single week. And the only way when he's not here, he's out fighting for our rights in D.C. or somewhere else. When we come back, Patricia Huff, gunbroker.com, followed by A.W.R. Hawkins at Breitbart News. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everyone. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of this few minutes. We'll be back after this.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.